Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party radio show. Want a little blue moon?
Bom 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 dang 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 ding dong ding blue moon 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 blue moon dip 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 moon moon blue moon dip 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 moon 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 blue moon dip 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 bom 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 dang 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 ding dong
blue moon. You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, blue.
Oh, 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 oh,
dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on, ding, blue.
So what's America got going today? What do we have? What do we have going on? What did we learn today that slipped out from the Obamianism administration? We learned that AIG tart money, and they spread it around Europe. How's that? You didn't know you were working for Belgium, did you? You didn't know you were working for France. How's that? And the French won't even talk to you, but they're going to take your money. Yeah, banks. You know what I said today when I found out about it? That they were giving billions to banks in Europe. I said what we should do is find out what senators and congressmen have overseas bank accounts in those banks. And I bet you we would all be shocked once again. And you know, when Democrats get caught stealing, their defense is always two buzzwords: shocked and appalled. I'm shocked and I'm appalled. How sad. I'm listening to Mike Savage tonight, and he's saying that we shouldn't be in Afghanistan and we shouldn't be in Iraq. How are we going to train the troops to kill? Yeah, oh, we're going to love everybody. Everybody's going to love us as long as we keep giving them money. And when the money runs out, and the big debate tonight is Lindsey Graham wants to have an anchor baby. Yeah, oh. Unbelievable. Lindsey Graham, South Carolina, if you send that guy back to hurt us again, I'll never forgive you. I'll never forgive you. I once saw a painting of Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, and it was a on horseback engagement, and there were five people involved. Two British officers and three Americans. And one was black. He looked like a stable boy. And the black stable boy was firing the pistol into the British officer. So I loved that painting. And if I ever had a scene to do in a skit, I would love to be in John Trumbull's painting as one of the signers of Declaration that's up by the desk with Thomas Jefferson. And that should be in the background as some communist senator tells us he's in favor of America. And I'd just like to step out of the painting and shoot him. And then step back in. Yeah. Unbelievable. We hear a lot today about Amber Alerts and kids being snatched. My rule of thumb that once I'm president I will enact is if we are immediately alerted at the time of the snatch of a child, in other words, only seconds have gone by, and we've got a chance to save that kid, which we would have if only seconds have gone by, and we all play Mumfreeze in the area. That means every car stops, every traffic light turns red on both sides of the street. And nobody moves till that kid is found. And then you do the countdown. 1 minute, how far could the kid be? 2 minutes. And everybody who's stuck in traffic would be out looking for that kid. And we'd have a pretty good chance of finding that kid. Time is of the essence. When a snatch goes down, you gotta immediately react. But having said that, what else are we going to tell you about? Oh, Kuwait has signed a deal with the United States. They're going to get Patriot missiles in case they're attacked by Israel. No, that's not true. I'm only joking. In case they're attacked by Iran. Because Iran is going to start intimidating their neighbors, which they already are. They've already seized islands off of Oman. They've seized islands that belong to the UAE. And they're talking about Bahrain being a colony, like Saddam Hussein said Kuwait was a colony. As long as they got oil, they could be a colony. And now, I got to tell you, Savage is ranting and raving that Iraq was uncalled for because there were no weapons of mass destruction, and he can't prove that. And neither can I. And neither could Saddam Hussein. But let me just tell you about, I saw a terrible picture today. Iranian Sharia law. An 8-year-old boy was caught stealing bread. This is like out of Les Miserables. Les Miserables. An 8-year-old Iranian boy was caught stealing a loaf of bread. And they sentenced him to have his arm crushed by the wheel of a car. And they have a picture showing the boy having his arm put under the tire of the car, and they've given him a little cushion for his elbow, and they're getting ready to run his arm over. He's an 8-year-old boy, he's crying. What kind of a life is that kid going to have? What kind of a self-image is that kid going to have? That's unbelievable. And I said the other day, they don't even have gas. They don't even have gas for their vehicles. They can't refine enough gas. They got to import it, gasoline. I said, it's getting so bad that they got to push the tow truck into the village square to hang the women. It's ridiculous. There should be a war against Iranian irregularity. Yeah, they're not regular people. They suffer from Iranian irregularity. Unbelievable. Speaking of Iranian irregularity, have you seen the ad for, what's this, Lexus? Is that the one that helps you sleep? And the only side effect is that when you wake up, you jump out the window? Oh, man. Are we crazy or what? What are we doing? We're popping so many pills. A woman that I know and love managed to live to the age of 93 and only took an aspirin and a shot of scotch every day. Can you imagine that? And you know what? When she went to the hospital, they put her on blood thinners and they killed her. And of course, when you're 93 and you go to the hospital, they already classify you as dead. And Bill Gates wants to move that down to 58. Here's Bill Gates, Mr. Wonderful. He's going to give half his income to the poor, but he's going to kill the old people first. What, you couldn't buy a little extension of time for the old people? Yeah. And I always say, when the last World War II vet is dead, the communists are going to rewrite history. And the teachers are going to teach it. Speaking of teachers, let me play you a little hard-hearted Hannah.
They call her hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, the meanest gal in town. Leather is tough, but Hannah's heart is tougher. She's a gal who likes to see men suffer, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them. It's her delight, they say. I saw her at the seashore with a great big pan. There was Hannah pouring water on a drowning man. That's a hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, GA. Your cold refrigerated mamas, brother, she's a polar bear's pajamas, to tease them and thrill them, to torture and kill them. It's her delight, they say. An evening spent with Hannah sitting on your knee is like being in Alaska in your BVDs. That hard-hearted Hannah, the vamp of Savannah, G.A. Hey.
You know what I'm starting to see that worries me? I'm starting to see young guys giving up. It's like, you know, they went through a period where they were totally naive about what was taking place in the country. And then they finally awoke to the fact that this country is deteriorating rapidly. and they got their rebel up, you know. They were going to fight, you know. They were going to protest. They were going to do this. They were going to do that. They got all worked up, and for about a year, they really rally and, you know, and really get involved. And then it all comes to an end, and they just resign themselves to the fact that the nation is too far gone. That's a terrible thing to let happen. A terrible thing. Whole worlds were changed by a handful of people. A whole religion was born with 12 apostles who worked for a Jewish guy. And they were Jewish too. Never forget that. So that's what I see, and that's what worries me. I also see that men, you know, because a man is by instinct a fighting animal, and therefore his testosterone won't allow him to be docile. But women are totally turned off by events that hurt the country. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to look at it. They don't want to hear about it. They turn it off. They don't want to know about war. They don't want to know about the military. The liberals have scared them, made them afraid of guns. So anytime they see a gun, they have a heart attack, when a gun could be their best friend. And I wish that the NRA would go after enlisting more women. They could double their membership tomorrow, you know. And instead of what's that website that they all turn to find the good man? eHarmony.com. It could be eHarmony with guns. What kind of gun do you have? And did you see the commercial for the girl that's running? I think she's running in Arizona for office. And she's shooting a Tommy gun. Have you seen that one? It's a good one. It's really good. Yeah, guns are your friend. And guns can save your life. Guns can help you hunt food. Guns can keep encyclopedia salesmen away. But it's nice to have a weapon when you're surrounded by people who want to hurt you. All you got to do is look at that guy that was on the subway years ago in New York, and they wanted to make an example out of him because he was attacked by 5 thugs and he shot them all. Oh, what was his name?
Bernie
Getz. He was a nerd. He was a nerd with a gun. And they tried to make him out to be a racist. Yeah, because he was attacked by 5 black guys. So they called him a racist. Yeah, he was out there stalking them. Yeah, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And what's the story? I don't know if it's true or not. We're not getting good feedback. This guy that's been going around in different states and killing black kids, black people. He's been stabbing them, I think. And I thought I saw that he's a Muslim. I thought I saw that. I'm not sure, so don't hold me to it. But if it turns out he's a Muslim, I told you so. Oh, it's ridiculous. Speaking of ridiculous, they're really going after the Tea Party. They're really feeling threatened by Tea Parties. And I hope these Tea Parties get bigger, more organized, more effective, and I hope they bring out the best in America. And I was watching Fox tonight, and they were talking about anchor babies, and Juan Williams was sitting in for Bill O'Reilly. Who, by the way, I don't consider Bill O'Reilly a conservative. I consider him a pollster. And he's Harvard educated, and I don't trust anybody that's been Harvard educated. I did trust a guy, I think he went to Yale, I think his name was Nathan Hale, but he might have went to Harvard. And he was the last good graduate from whichever university. And he was 21 and he gave his life and said, I regret that I have but one life to give for my country. Now we got Congressman Adler who says, give me liberty or give me a corned beef on rye. Yeah, it's time to serve your country. Where do you go? The draft is coming back. Hey, where'd everybody go? The giant sucking sound going to Canada. I don't think Canada wants us anymore. I don't think you're going to be able to hide out up there, or Sweden. Please, please don't do this. Don't come here. We have enough of a drug problem. Unbelievable. And they're going to legalize drugs. See, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have gay marriage and legalize drugs, and that's going to put America back on its feet. Watching C-SPAN, and this cracked me up. All educated professors are all sitting around, and they're discussing the economy of the United States. I don't know how you can call it United States, because I think if you had a vote for secession, half would be, it would be 50-50 right now. With probably 20% wanting to go to Mexico, and another 20 wanting to go to Canada, and give the land back. They won't give it back to the Indians. They'll never give it back to the Indians. I say the Indians should get the best government lands there are. They should be able to swap any dust bowl that they've been given. And go shopping. Go pick out what you want, Chief. And somebody said that they're not American citizens because they're considered wards of the state or wards of the nation, like the buffalo. Actually, they are American citizens to me. They are the first American citizens. And we could sure use them on the border right now. And that's a big joke, too. They just spent, what, $51 million. They're going to put 1,200 guys on the border. They got 60,000 in Fort Hood without guns, standing in line waiting to go to the doctor. And the doctor turns out to be a terrorist. Yeah, step right up. Get your lead injection. We are so... And, oh, now I also heard the State Department is paying to build mosques in Arab lands. Did you know that? And, of course, the State Department appointed that terrorist that wants to build a alleged, he's an alleged terrorist. Yeah. And Hillary Clinton is an alleged bribe taker. Alleged. Alleged. You can't say she's a bribe taker because she took Hamas money and Vignali drug money. See, she's got a diversified portfolio. A little terrorism, a little drugs. Oh no. She did not take that money. When she found out that was in her bank account, she gave it right back. She made her brother Billy take back that $450,000, and Billy was 50 grand short because he bought Girl Scout cookies on the way over to the Vignali house. Yeah, and the Hamas money she was forced to give back. But she's got a real diversified portfolio. She went upstate to see Hasidim, and she cut them a deal for votes. She said, I'll get your guy out of prison if you give me the vote. And they said, darling, do what you got to do. Yeah, and I thought about that when I heard that story, that there's some Jewish girl that's sitting in another room while the boys are sitting in the kitchen cutting the deal with Hillary, and she's got to go to shul and listen to the Ten Commandments. Yeah, how sad. And there's her father breaking one of them. Yeah. That sort of busts your bubble, doesn't it? Like when you find out that the guy who made you really doesn't love you. He was only saying that to get your ice cream. We're sick, man. We're in trouble. We're in absolute trouble. Well, let me give you a Tea Party tune. There's a line in this Tea for Two song, okay, that's going to blow your mind. We won't even let them know we own a telephone. They want to be alone, so they don't want anybody to know they have a telephone, that they own a telephone. You can't be 2 seconds away from your text message today.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis, where life's weary chases are known.
Far from the cry of the city,
where flowers pretty caress the streams.
Cozy to hide in, to live side by side in.
So let us abide in our dreams. Picture you upon my knee.
Just tea for two and two for tea.
Me for you.
And you for me alone. Nobody near us to hear us or see us.
No friends or relations on weekend vacation.
We won't have it known that we own a telephone, dear.
Gay will break and you awake.
And I'll start to bake a little sugar cake.
For me to take, for all the boys
to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you,
a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
We will.
How happy we.
Oh, can't you see how happy we.
Can't you see how happy we would be.
Two things I'm going to tell you right now. You ever been in a situation and you see something and it's totally uncanny? I was at a wedding in a Catholic church, and the bride and the groom are getting married. And I got to tell you, the priest had a look on his face marrying these two people like, what's the use? I swear to God. He had a look on his face of disgust. Like, these two people are wrong for each other. It was written all over his face. I couldn't believe it. That bride and groom went on a honeymoon. And when they come back from the honeymoon, they got a divorce. Is that uncanny or what? Now, here's something that in the economic world, I started to tell you about it. I was watching C-SPAN, and they had on all these collegiate experts about the economy. And this one woman who was in the Obama administration and a spokesperson for jobs, somebody said to her, you know, we have no industry left in this country. It's all in China. How are we going to rebuild our economy? And you know what she said? She says, we're going to do exports. How's that? You like that one? Huh? You want to hit yourself in the head with the mallet now, or you want to wait 5 minutes? This is the Obama administration. They're going to do exports. What are they going to export? marijuana grown in California? They're going to go into competition with the Afghanis? They're going to put the Afghanis out of business? They're going to put the Mexicans out of business? No, they won't. Mexicans will just come here. They'll come here. They'll take over. Why should they have to run the board of Decathlon? They can just open up corporate headquarters, and they're already there now. They knew this was coming. They're already setting up shop. Well, it'll be legal, and therefore the Mexicans will be cut out. Like hell they will. They'll be getting franchises. Hang in there. You know, 65 Americans died in Afghanistan last month, right? I'm going to try and find the name of one so we all remember at least one of those 65. Let me see what I find. I'm going to go Googling. I'll be right back. When you Google, you see a lot of anti-war crap. But it's really not anti-war. It's anti-win. Because there's no such thing as anti-war. It's anti-win. You hear a guy talking about he's against the war. He's against winning. Just remember that. I went and I found the Defense Department's website, and they listed casualties every day. And I took a look at the last two casualties, which were reported on the 9th of August. One guy's name is Christopher Karcher. He's from the U.S. Army. He's 23 years old, from Indianapolis. And he paid the... He bought our freedom for another day. And a Sergeant Jose Sayens. I always say the Z people contribute. They put their lives on the line. I'd like to see more Muslims putting their lives on the line for the United States. If they could match the Z people, I would feel very proud. But then again, I don't count. 30-year-old, this sergeant, so you know he's got family, right? He's a Marine, and he's from Texas. There is a Captain Holbrook who was killed in an IED explosion, and he's also from Texas. He's 28 years old, and he's a captain. And there's a Sergeant Kyle Warren, and he's 28 years old, and he's from New Hampshire. On my website, www.captainsblog.us, I got 2,500 names and the towns they're from. And I also list the congressmen who stick it to them. If you go up there, you'll see 2,500 names. We've lost about 5,700 Americans. God knows how many are wounded. I try to find the wounded count. I can't find it. I got to do more research. I got a feeling the wounded count is over 100,000. You see the three guys that climbed Mount Kilimanjaro today? Three guys, and they had one leg between all three. Everything else was prosthetics. And they're from three different wars. And that's the one half of 1% that defends the fools that have wasted their inheritance. And I'm one of those fools, because I looked the other way when these guys were being butchered in Nam, when they were lured into a killing ground by the Democrats, when John Kennedy first committed troops. Two big Kennedy blunders, Vietnam and the Bay of Kennedys in Cuba. It's unbelievable. And now we've got less than leaders dabbling with our lives. 545 people run the lives of 300 million Americans. You think about that. 100 senators and 48 of them voted to burn the flag. What is there? 435 congressmen and 135 of them voted to burn the flag. You see how, take a look at, the worst thing that has happened to us is not the economy, is not the fact that the Iranians are going to get nukes. It's not the fact that Russia is rebuilding a new modern offensive force. and that the Chinese one day are going to call in their markers. None of that is as great a threat as those congressmen and senators who voted to burn the flag. And here's something that you want to see how close we are to national suicide. Never again let any one party control all three branches of government. Your government tonight is hanging by the vote of one Supreme Court judge. That's all that's left that can save this country. You think about that. And you better get your broom out and sweep clean in November and break up that monopoly, that communist monopoly that's giving the store away. And it looks like the women are going to be a dominant factor in politics after November. There's a lot of women candidates, and they're looking good. And it was funny, there was a girl in Georgia that she just got beat out. And I heard one Georgian being interviewed, and he said she's not going to win because she's a woman. And she'd be the first woman in Georgia to win. And he was right. But it's looking good for the girls. And I got a feeling that the girls are more trustworthy than the guys. And the good old boys club has got to go. And you want to know what's got to go? Special interest groups. That should be off limits. No politician should ever be allowed to meet with anybody that represents a special interest group. I don't care what special interest group it is. Those politicians work for you, but they don't believe that. And when your vote doesn't count because your vote has been overridden by a guy that just slipped a politician a champagne contribution, you know you don't have a level playing field. So you got to level the field. And the way to do that is to fire them all. When you go into the booth, if that guy was there before, get rid of him. Show him the door. We don't need him. It should be a one-term office. That's it. One term, no benefits. You get a bottle of milk a week. You know what I'm saying. Two questions. How come the Rainbow Coalition is all black? And my other question is, the pro-choice people, they say it's a woman's right to choose. How come there are never any baby pictures? Are you watching The Pillars? That's pretty good. I like all of those medieval movies. All the conniving that goes on. There's a bishop torturing a priest. Getting out of line. Unbelievable. Life is hard, man. Life is very hard. It's not a box of chocolates. Forrest Gump is wrong. I'm going to write a book. It's going to be called The Grass is Brown on the Other Side of the Fence. I had a woman come in the other day, and she said to me that her husband's a lawyer, and they're having a tough time making ends meet, even with all the slip-and-fall lawsuits, and that she has to pay her own hospitalization, and it's costing her $1,100 a month. And I said to myself, you know, that's another form of slavery. And people are being kept down on their job because they can't afford to risk losing their coverage and their benefits. They can't go anywhere else. And I spoke to a guy today who paid into his pension. He's a city worker, and he paid into his pension, and he retired at 50 instead of 65. That's unbelievable. And I can remember when I first started my business, and I went to the bank, and I said, I want a program where my employees can have the same benefits as if they were city workers, and the bankers laughed at me. They laughed at me. I said, you can't do that. You don't have that kind of money. I said, well, where does the city get it? He said, they get it from you. Get back to work. Unbelievable. Okay, let me see if I can give you a tune to cheer you up. Oh, by the way, I was wrong. The guy that was cutting up all the black guys is not an Arab. He's an Israeli. I think they caught him at the airport. They're getting ready to fly to Israel. Oh, boy.
No, he's an Arab.
Wait till you hear, wait till
he's
you hear
an Israeli
the left
Arab.
Work on that one. Yeah. They'll really excoriate the Jewish people. Yep, they're all terrorists. We're all going to be labeled terrorists now. All right, you know what? You know what we'll do? We'll give you a little Swanee. But before I give you Swanee, I just had a blast from the past, which was yesterday, and because when you have Alzheimer's, you don't remember anything else. And did you hear about the incident where the class of American kids was in the Lincoln Hall in Washington, in the Lincoln Memorial, and they were inside, and they sang the Star Spangled Banner, and the park and Gestapo stopped them? Well, the jerk that did that was on Fox and Friends the next morning, and you had to see him. He had bureaucratic slime oozing out of his body. He was so set in the rules and the regulations, he couldn't let. But I bet you he could let a guy smoke a joint there. You know, oh, sir, please, sir, could you put it out? But let me have it out. I'll put it out for you. Yeah. What a jerk. And you know what they ought to do? They ought to find out where that guy lives, and they ought to go caroling. And then after the carols, they could do the pipes. They could play bagpipes. And after the bagpipes, they could raise the Mojave Cross. And everybody, let them all wear Crusader tunics. And that's what that guy needs. He needs a little shot of Americana.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo drumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D.I.X. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to be among the folks in D.I.X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
we'll close out this section. Something I'll tell you that's interesting. First off, I want to thank Steve Malzberg for his moment of prayer. I think that's a very nice gesture. That's like the Star Spangled Banner signing off. You know how they play this up, that we're offending Muslims, and we got to be very careful that we don't offend Muslims. Well, you know, the people that talk like that, they have no idea what offends Muslims. They have no idea. that's their communist interpretation of what offends Muslims, and I'm gonna prove my point. And what just before I prove my point, I know I digress. Just think about this: Saddam Hussein was a billionaire. He had his own country. He had his own army. He had 250 vehicles for his own personal use. He had 7, 8, 9, 10 palaces. Okay? He had the keys to the bank. If he needed $1 million for the weekend, he could go to the bank and open it up and take $1 million. He was sitting on top of the world, and he blew it in a weapons of mass destruction bluff. Surely the man was crazy. Surely the man was crazy. So, having said that, where am I taking you now? I'm taking you to Abu Dhabi. There was a business meeting in Abu Dhabi that was televised, probably on C-SPAN or what's that other one that the communists took over and the government pays them, where Bill Moyers used to sit. They had a business meeting, and it was all Arabs. It was all people from Kuwait, Qatar, from the GCC countries, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, and they had come together for a business tete-a-tete, head-to-head. And the person who was chairing this meeting was a woman, and she was American. Okay? She was a woman, she was American, she was wearing a headscarf, or a hijab as they call it, all right? And she opened the meeting with a prayer. And guess what prayer she opened with? The Our Father. And nobody was offended. Because when you think of the words, it's anybody could pray the Our Father. Our Father who art in heaven, everybody believes God's in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, everybody believes his name is sacred, except Hollywood. Thy kingdom come, most of us believe we're going to be born again. Thy will be done, if it's not God's will, whose will is it? On earth as it is in heaven, there's heaven again. Give us this day, just give us the next day, our daily bread, just enough to get by. And forgive us our sins, our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, which is very hard to do. And lead us not into temptation with drugs, welfare, abortion. Lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil, this Obama administration, and all the vampires that are in it. But deliver us from evil. Give us this day our daily bread, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Who is greater than God? Nobody could argue with that. You could say that's a Muslim prayer. You could say it's a Hebrew prayer. Now, if she was in New York and she wanted to do that prayer, Mayor Bloomingdale would come out and he would take a creche and put it on the ground and he would do the Mexican creche dance. She would be denied. As a matter of fact, there is now circulating on the internet a law in the city of New York, no reference can be made to 911. So guess what I did tonight after I saw that? I ordered stamps. And you guess what stamp I have? I have the people at the towers looking for help. And now I'm going to send that to all city officials. Every time I have something official to send, I'm sending that stamp. And I said from day one, where's our 911 stamp? They don't want you to remember. They want you to forget that we suffered the greatest defeat in the history of America. Greater than Pearl Harbor. We lost more Americans on 9-1-1 than we lost at Pearl Harbor. And all the targets on Pearl Harbor were military targets. All the targets of the Muslim terrorists who came here on hijacked planes and used credit cards to pay the bill that never paid the bill and sent money back. They attacked civilian targets. They attacked boys and girls, husbands and wives. And the left said, you didn't hurt us enough. Come back and hurt us more. And we'll open the doors for you. Hang in there. We'll say sayonara. We'll dedicate this last tune to Casey Sheehan, who died on Palm Sunday, who never got his turn at bat. And just before he died, he said Mass. He was a server at Mass, and he brought communion to guys in foxholes. And you'll never know about that story, but you'll see his communist mother dragging his body around for the Venezuelan kingpin. So this is for you, Casey.
I choose to serve. Apart.